Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you set for the series finale between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Bowie Bay Sox. First pitch at 7:05, and the Flying Squirrels have right-hander Sean Gelly on the mound tonight, making his second double-A start. First one came back at the Diamond last week, and he joins us now in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up. And we'll start with this, Sean. Your first career double-A start, what'd you think of it?
It was awesome. I mean, it's you always dream about going to the next level and what it would be like when you finally get there, and it was everything I could hope for.
First three innings could have been as much as you would expect it, three perfect innings. What was working for you first time out there?
Just having joy back there. You know, we got a good thing going because we, you know, got drafted together and come up together. So it's just been nice to work with him, and we got a good relationship just keeping that going.
What's it like to develop trust with a catcher and move up with him at the same time?
I mean, it's a process. I mean, it's a lot of give and take and a lot of back and forth. And, I mean, it's not going to be pretty all the time, too. I mean, heat of competition, like somebody's going to yell at somebody at some point, and you just got to have that conversation and just kind of grow together as a family like that. So it's been a good process for him and I. It's been awesome.
He's mentioned that the first couple of times he caught you, it was a bit of a learning adjustment, trying to figure out kind of the angle of your pitches coming from so high off the mound. How do you think that plays for catchers generally?
Probably what he just said right there. I haven't caught since I was 12, so I don't really have a frame of reference on that one.
That's fair. Okay, I'll frame it differently. When you're throwing off the mound and you're aiming a lot lower than you actually are, does that make a difference?
I've never really thought about that. I mean, catching perspective, I have no idea. I mean, I've got the location I'm going for, and that's really my only job. That's all I got to do. So I've never really thought about the whole catching side of that and catching my angle.
Moving on in that start, after the three perfect innings, there was a rougher inning later on. What do you think changed?
Started throwing a lot of balls. I mean, I started that fifth, I believe, with a leadoff walk, and I ended up with three total that inning. So just couldn't feel the strike zone as much. And then when I finally did, they hurt me for it. And that's baseball. It happens quick. And that's the difference at this level is guys are going to stay on it, and they're going to get their pitch, and they're going to take advantage when they get it.
Chatting here with Sean Gelly on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. First pitch at 7:05 tonight from Prince George's Stadium. Second career double-A start for Sean tonight. When you come over to Richmond, you're coming from San Jose. When you went to San Jose, you were coming from Augusta. That's three levels in 1 year, which is a bit unusual. What's something that you took from your time in Augusta this year that you brought to Richmond?
I mean, I started this year just with two pitches, really. I had a fastball and curveball. Really needed to work on that changeup, and Augusta was good for me in that sense. I had the freedom to do so. Guys are a little bit more pitchable down there, so I could kind of experiment, and then, you know, if I fell behind, go back to what was working. So it was a good experience, a good stepping stone for me.
What's the pitch that you were developing once you got to San Jose?
I mean, everything. You never stop just because you move up. So, I mean, I have a little extra focus on the changeup because that's something that's been a long process for me, but you can't stop with any of them. Otherwise, you're going to get a call that you're going to be going back down. So you got to always keep working on whatever you got.
Is there something specifically that you're focusing on in this second start that you want to correct or fine-tune from the first one?
I mean, obviously throwing more strikes, three walks is unacceptable, whether it's in one inning or one whole game. So just keeping up in the strike zone. It's the same team, so it'll be good because, you know, they saw everything I have, so I got to find a new way of getting these guys out, and my job never changes. I mean, every mound is 60 feet, 6 inches, and my job is always just keep the team in a position to win. So that's always my goal every time I go out there.
This Bowie Bay Sox team also is a guy that you're pretty familiar with, and Mike Bauman, you guys went to high school together in Minnesota. What's it like being able to reconnect with him at this level of professional baseball?
It's awesome. I mean, it's almost coming full circle. Like, you know, I remember in high school, you know, he was a year older, so he got drafted in high school, and we both ended up going to college, and I got to watch him kind of go through it all before me and just kind of follow in his footsteps a little bit, and it's really cool to just come out here and just see him out here and be here together at the same level, and I'm excited. I watch him pitch all the time. It's just awesome to see it.
Who are some other guys that you've looked up to along the way?
Family, just everybody in my family. I mean, I got a really close-knit family, and they've been a huge influence in my life. So everybody that comes with it doesn't necessarily have to be blood. It's, you know, coaches that I've had in the past, college coaches, high school coaches, travel, and it's just, you know, showing how much they care for me, whether or not they have to or not. It's been pretty awesome in my life.
With the hype, there are obviously comparisons to guys like John Roush and Randy Johnson. Were those guys that you looked up to as professionals, or were there other pitchers that you kind of took from?
I never really looked up to Randy Johnson because it was a little bit before my era, and also he's a lefty and I was a righty, so a little bit different there. I grew up in Minnesota, and Roush was actually a Twin for a time, so I saw him pitch for a little while, but I always remember loving watching Roy Halladay and Cliff Lee. Those guys were just steady Eddie. You're getting at least six out of those guys every single night, and they just went about their business in a professional way. So I love watching those two guys, actually.
Pretty good changeups too.
Yeah, well, I didn't pick up on that right away with them, so hopefully trying to get there one day.
All right, John, thanks very much for the time, and best of luck.
Absolutely, thank you.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch at 7:05 on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.